Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria tomorrow, 16:29. Johannesburg, 15. Going up to 28. Polokwane, 16:27.
On the roads, you can expect delays still in Midrand. That is on the N1 North heading towards the Olifantsfontein Road exit. That's due to an earlier crash. And then there's also been an accident seen on the N1 South at the Buccleuch interchange, delaying the traffic from just after the new road off ramp.
In your sport headlines, the Stormers rest their stars but call on Springboks Evan Rus and Joseph Dweba for Rassing 92 Challenge tomorrow, and Sundowns and AS Far battle it out for Group B supremacy in the Champions League.
Police have not ruled out the possibility of arresting more suspects after a child pornography bust in Midrand today. A 35-year-old man has been arrested for being in possession of 10 million pornographic videos and photos of children. Residents of the complex where the man lives are shocked.
You would think that living in a secured, gated complex, things like this won't happen. But yeah, this is the first time we're hearing about it. We were told by somebody on our tenants group that this is what's happening, like, right now, live.
Another case where more arrests are expected is the murder of 5 men in Inanda in KwaZulu-Natal. 12 suspects have been arrested.
The suspects are still being processed, and their details as well as their first court appearance will be known in due course. The suspects are believed to be members of a certain forum in the community, and more arrests cannot be ruled out.
The victims were allegedly kidnapped from their homes around midnight and found with knife wounds in the morning. Police spokesperson Robert Nchiwunda says they are investigating the motive behind the killings and urges anyone with information to come forward. Meanwhile, Correctional Services Minister Pieter Groenewald says the inmates that pass their matric exams are contributing into building the nation into a better place. Groenewald made this statement at the Johannesburg Correctional Centre this morning. The pass rate in correctional facilities now stands at 96.2%.
I want to thank you for your dedication to ensure that we're becoming an educated nation.
One of the inmates who passed spoke to the SABC on what this moment meant to him.
It has become a point of change in my life because I have committed bad things in the community, and hence I am now incarcerated in the Department of Correctional Services. I took this chance to reflect on my mistakes and rectify the mistakes I've done in the past in the society and my family and the community as well.
Meanwhile, the Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Higher Education has called on NSFAS to process 2025 applications more efficiently. The student aid scheme has faced issues of corruption, mismanagement and delayed payments, leaving students struggling to afford basics like food and accommodation. Committee Chairperson Tebogo Letsi urged NSFAS to ensure all eligible students are funded on time.
There's been instances where NSFAS, especially last year, wrongfully funded students who are not eligible, leading to defunding them in the middle of the year.
Moving abroad, France's president says Paris will soon host an aid conference to help rebuild Lebanon after the Israel-Hezbollah war last year. This as he visited Beirut in a show of support for Lebanon's new leaders. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 6.
All the music you love. All the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
Take my breath.
It's Ariana Grande.
It's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're